Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And now, the Scuba Radio players present Drunken Santa and the Case of the Missing Christmas Reef.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer.
Grandpa Greg! Grandpa Greg!
Grandpa Greg! Grandpa Greg! Tell us a story!
Oh, shut up, you bastards! And go get Grandpa another scotch. Use the big gulp this time, and then gather around while I'll tell you the story about the world's greatest detective who saved Christmas and created the red and white dye flag. You know, I remember it like I just rehearsed my lines yesterday.
Are you the world-famous private dick Drunken Santa?
That's right, doll. I'm me. Who are you two, and what are those?
My boobs from Galapagos Island. Would you like to pet my booby birds? They are very friendly.
Some other time, sugar cookie. By the way, my immense powers of observation tell me that your accent means that you're from... Wait, don't tell me. Can's ass.
No, I'm from...
I said don't tell me. You don't listen very well. It must be because of them boobies. They're huge.
I'm Legs and she's Kelly. And Drunken Santa, we need your help, please.
All right, doll, bunny, poo, say, what can I do for you?
It's just 11 days before Christmas and Christmas Reef is missing.
Reef? You lost your Christmas wreath? What the hell? Just go buy another one.
No, not Reef. Riff. Like Riff. But with F at the end.
Christmas Reef is really Reef Diver, and she comes out of the water once a year in her wetsuit and all of her scuba gear to give out toys on the beach to all the good little sand-covered girls and boys.
Hold on a sec. Let me get Legs under me.
What?
I need to stand up. I can't pee from here. Jimmy!
Yeah, boss?
Come here and help me off this floor. God, it smells like me. So tell Baby Cakes with icing on top. Who saw Christmas Reef Diver last?
She was last heard on Scuba Radio. You should talk with Greg the Dive Master and Bill somebody.
Jimmy, bring the Drunken Santa mobile around to the front. We have a case.
You got it, DS. Where did I leave the keys to that Pontiac Aztec?
Oh, boy.
So you're Greg the Dive Master, huh?
No. He's Greg. I'm Bill. I really thought the name tag would give it away.
Shut up. All right, you two nincompoops. What did you do with the Christmas Eve?
It's Reef.
Huh?
It's Reef. Like a reef back. It's like in your script there, drunken numbnuts. Look, come on.
My chestnuts, never mind.
Yeah.
Where's Christmas Reef Diver? What did you two pervs do to her? Hey, Jimmy.
Yeah, DS?
Take notes and leave nothing out. I want to send this to the penthouse forum.
Oh, we didn't do anything to her. She wasn't even here.
Aha! And then, how is she on your show, Greg? If that is your real name.
I'm Bill. He's Greg. Good Lord, what is that smell?
Look, Drunken Santa, she phoned in for an interview. She wasn't physically in the studio with us, okay?
Ah, you want to get tough, do you?
What?
What?
You want me to beat it out of you? Do you, punk?
No.
It's time for me to get all Olivia Newton-John Wayne on you two.
Olivia Newton-John? What? What the heck is he supposed to mean?
I think I know. I think he's referencing the 1981 pop song Physical, recorded by Olivia Newton-John. Interesting thing about that song, it was an immediate success, shipping 2 million copies in the United States and was certified platinum and spent 10 weeks at number one on the Billboard 100, ultimately becoming Newton-John's biggest American hit.
What the hell is he talking about?
Another interesting fact is that the song was originally written for a man. It was going to be offered to Rod Stewart, but Olivia grabbed it up instead.
What the hell?
Look at me now and talk to me later. Do either you know where Christmas Reef might be?
You might want to talk to...
Greg, no, you can't.
I must.
No, you mustn't.
It's the only way, Bill. Come on.
No, there must be another way.
There's no other way. It's either this way or no Christmas or Christmas Reef.
Reef.
What?
What?
Huh? What?
What?
Huh?
Look, Drunken Santa, you're going to have to go see.
Greg, no, you can't.
Turn the page, Bill. You already read that.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Look, Santa, you need to talk to the mermaid puppet.
What?
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 That's right, Drunken Santa. You need to talk to the mermaid puppet if you want to find Christmas Reef and save Christmas. I'm pretty sure she knows what happened to Christmas Reef Diver, but I warn you that that puppet is a real piece of work. Made in China, actually.
Chinese, you say? That's good, because all this private eyeing is making me hungry.
Of course it is. So, Chief, I'll make this brief. You get everything you need to know about Reef during our debrief. So you know it's our belief that you'll find Reef and spare everyone the grief of not being able to hang a Christmas wreath. Perhaps you'll even find sobriety and turn over a new leaf and discover what lies underneath.
Really, Bill?
Who the heck wrote this?
So, you two dysfunctional duo com poops, don't try to fly the coop. Play hoops. Meet in groups or dive your coop. What? Drive your coop to the sloop while eating soup. See, I can rhyme too, morons.
Yeah, okay, quit it. Look, Drunken Santa, you can find the mermaid puppet at the Wet Spot. It's a bar down the street.
Yeah, I'll stay here. I'm going to see the puppet. All right, you losers. I'm looking for the puppet.
We don't serve your kind here.
What kind would that be? You drink swilling... Hey, that looks pretty good. Give me one of those. What are you looking at, clown?
He doesn't like you. I don't like you either.
This all seems really familiar.
Don't insult us. You just watch yourself. We're wanted men. I have the death sentence in 12 systems.
What in the name of Alderaan is going on?
Sorry, pal. Looks like you've had 5 gallons too many. What do you want?
The puppet. Where is she?
I'm over here, you overgrown, disease-ridden fat dive flag.
Who you calling a dive flag, you polyester filled pillow? This is probably made with poorly paid child labor.
Cut the crap, fat man. I heard you're looking for Christmas Reef Diver.
That's right. And I was told by Bill that you know.
Greg!
What?
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 Shut up, you fist-smelling, finger-fused freak of nature. Where's Christmas Reef Diver?
That's easy. I killed her.
What?
I said I killed her! Case solved, fat tumbo!
Not so fast, you purple clamshell floozy. I want to see the body.
You are so kind of sicko. Good God, what's that smell?
Shut your shrimp hole. Where's that body if you killed her?
Okay, I didn't really kill her. I just sent her on a little trip.
Where?
To the island of misfit toys.
I think Rank and Bass might have a problem with that.
I haven't been wearing Rank Bass cologne since 1963.
Yeah, no, duh!
Okay, you foam-filled cushion for the potion. How do I get to the island of misfit toys?
That's easy. Just close your eyes, click your heels, and say there's no place like scuba radio.
There's no place like scuba radio. There's no place like scuba radio. Damn no fly lists. Ask one steward ass about joining the Mile High Club.
Wow.
No place like scuba radio.
Okay.
No place like scuba radio.
End scene. Wow. We got another scene to go in our old-fashioned scuba radio Christmas crap extravaganza play. And you know, I was dreaming there that this happened, but it was more like a nightmare, I think.
Which way is craft services?
Yeah, you need a food break?
Little refreshment.
I got to say, Drunken Santa is on... He's on mark, at least. I'll give him that much. But we have another, we have to finish off this play and put it out of its misery once and for all after the break.
And who knew all of these, every single one of the lines of the script stolen wholesale from Charles Dickens?
Go figure.
Who knew?
Yeah. Now we're off to the island of misfit toys in this next scene, right?
Yes, that is.
That's where we're going to go. So it's going to get even more Christmassy and more crappy. It's a crapstravaganza, as it should be.
More misfitty.
Okay, and that's all coming up. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Find out why the dive flag and Santa's suit match. We're going to explain.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into ScubaRadio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at ScubaRadio.com.
And now the Scuba Radio players present the exciting conclusion of Drunken Santa and the case of the missing Christmas reef.
We're a couple of misfits. We're a couple of misfits. What's the matter with misfits? That's where we fit in.
Oh my God, it worked! I'm here!
Crap, no luggage.
Oh, who goes there?
Mitt Romney. What, too soon?
Oh, well, then that's okay. Okay, who, may I ask, are you?
John?
John Cocktoasten.
That's a lovely name.
Well, it's... it's Scotch-Romanian.
Oh, boy.
That's an odd combination.
Yeah, well, so are my parents. So, what are you?
I'm the official sentry of the island of Misfit Toys.
You? You're a jack-in-the-box. Get real. I can, like, just kick you over or sit on you. What's your name, you little wind-up springy freak?
My name is...
Wait, don't tell me. It's Jack. Am I right? Right?
No, Frank and Beans. That's why I'm a misfit toy. My name is all wrong. No child wants to play with Frank and Beans in a box. That's why I had to come here.
And what about you, pal? What's your toy story?
I'm a cowboy that rides an ostrich.
Got a name, you little village people reject? Nice chaps, by the way. Real leather?
They call me Woody. Look, man, I have no idea how I got here. The last thing I remember, I was in the back of a moving truck with Bo Peep, and there were these bright lights, and I woke up here, and I think I've been probed! Andy!
What about you? Another cowboy?
I'm a
What's your story?
I'm a scuba cowboy that plays guitar and sings songs that celebrate the scuba lifestyle.
Okay, that's just weird. All right, Misfits, look. I'm looking for Christmas Reef Diver. Anyone seen her?
I'm right here behind you.
Jumping William H. Macy, where'd you come from?
We're running short on time, DS. Move it along, would ya?
Okay, why'd the puppet send you here?
The mermaid puppet herself was a misfit toy.
I'm not a toy! I'm an action figure!
What the... How'd you get here?
Shut up!
The mermaid puppet sent me here to gather all the misfit toys so I can give them out to all the sand-covered girls and boys.
Wow, that little tail flipper. She really fooled me. I thought for sure she was some kind of homicidal Chucky doll wannabe.
Oh, no, not her. She's the sweetest, most caring puppet I've ever met. I just love her so much. She's watching us right now. I'm so scared. Get out of here, Drunken Santa, please.
Okay, gather up all the misfits, put them in my big red sack, and we'll click our heels and say, there's no place like Scuba Radio. There's no place like Scuba Radio, or just plain radio, or World of Boating. Yep.
There's no place like Scuba Radio. There's no place like Scuba Radio. Or just Play Radio.
Or World of Boating.
Yes. And that's how Drunken Santa saved Christmas and Christmas Reef
You're welcome.
Diver.
But Grandpa, how did Drunken Santa create the first dive flag?
And why is it red and white?
Oh, that. Well, that's easy. While on the island of Misfit Toys, Drunken Santa fell down and broke his nose. He was bleeding buckets of blood, and Christmas Reef Diver gave him a white handkerchief to hold over his nose. And then by mere coincidence, when he pulled it away from his face, it was completely red except for a white stripe in the middle.
Oh, no!
Cool.
Yeah, and since it was brightly bloody red, Christmas Reef used it as a signal to rescue for the rescue helicopter. And without that red and white handkerchief, they would have both been frozen like a couple of popsicles on that godforsaken frozen wasteland of an island.
But, Grandpa, you said they clicked their heels and that's how they got back.
Nah, that crap never works. Yeah, your mama didn't drop you on your head, did she?
But how did it get to be a dive flag?
Yeah, how, Grandpa?
Well, Christmas Reef Diver adopted it as her own marker. That way, the girls and boys on the beach would know right where she was coming out of the water. And then divers all over the world started using it as well. And screwed Drunken Santa and Christmas Reef Diver out of millions of dollars in royalties. Merry Christmas, everybody!
God bless us, everyone.
Have a holly jolly Christmas.
Yes. It's the best time of the year.
Everyone dance.
I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer.
I got Starbucks.
Have a holly jolly Christmas.
And when you walk down the street,
spiked with rum,
say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet.
Ho, ho!
Ho, ho, the mistletoe hung where you can see.
All right.
Somebody waits for you, kiss her one for me.
Have a holly jolly Christmas,
and in case you didn't hear,
oh by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year.
All right, that's enough. Stop it. Put those booby birds back in their cage.
I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for you meddling teens.
What? What is wrong with him? I don't know what's going on. Well, there's our little Christmas play for you for our old-fashioned Scuba Radio Christmas crap extravaganza. And as usual, all we will leave you with is I'm sorry.
You're welcome.
Greg, FCC yeah. Line 3.
Let's give props. We got to give props to the writer of this extravaganza.
Yes.
The man behind the magic of the mermaid puppet. He had her hand up her butt the entire play. And that would be Patrick. From the World of Boating.
And Captain Patrick wrote this right on our official script, which you all get to keep. This is dedicated to, of course, Kelly's boobies. Birds. Booby birds.
Kelly, we love your boobies.
And by the way, Kelly, those birds are from which island? What was it? The Galapagos? What?
Galloping.
Galapagos.
Galapagos.
It was the Galapagos.
It was the Gallop.
Greg.
The Galloping yeah. Hose.
I don't even know
Greg,
what
it's
said.
Reef, not reef.
It was Galapagos, is what it was supposed
Galapagos.
To be.
Galapagos.
Yes, that's what you said, right.
Because
they have these booby birds in the Galapagos.
What direction was
and
the
Kelly
white
brought
stripe
a couple
of dive
them
flag?
In. What's that?
What direction was the white stripe of the dive flag?
Diagonal.
Diagonal.
Yeah, that's what it was.
It was diagonal.
Yeah, it was a white stripe right across, and that it was a bloody mess.
It's not horizontal, it's not vertical.
It matches your suit that you're wearing there, Drunken Santa. That's what's most impressive.
It's blood red.
Blood red with a white stripe diagonally through the middle of
you. Who would have thunk it?
Yes. Well, there
By the
you
way,
go.
We owe Jack White $400 for the number of times we said white stripes today.
Do we?
Yes.
Oh, great.
Why is there goes more...
your There what? Goes your Christmas bonus, Bill.
Actually, my Christmas bonus has just left because Kelly put on a sweater.
Oh. This is going backwards. She's putting on more clothes, not less.
Well, it's
cold, Santa.
She's cold. You have to keep her warm, Santa. Come
All right,
on.
We can do that.
Yeah, we can. I don't think we can and stay on the air. Let's just move on. All right, so we still have a half hour to apologize for that monstrosity we just presented the world.
Actually, I thought it was excellent. I thought there were a lot of great
moments,
literary references in there that you had to be really deep within Patrick's brain to really understand. And aren't we all glad that we aren't?
Yes, it's a place no one should be, let alone wants to be.
And I would like to point out that it was Patrick laughing at his own joke that he put in there about John Cocktosin that made us lose it in the middle. Drunken Santa was laughing.
That was a joke?
I would like to say I've never had one single acting lesson.
I think Kelly's going to win the Golden Globes.
Radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, Bill the Producer, Jimmy the Bubble Boy, CJ, Drunken Santa, Kelly the Brazilian Swimsuit Model, Legs, Mermaid Lizzie, and Patrick from the World of Boating. Also, a little shout out to Doug. Elf Doug. Or Doug the Elf. Doug the Angry Elf. Is that what? He's not angry. He's a pleasant. He's a happy elf. He brought me in some Starbucks. I got to thank him for that. And he's wearing a nice Christmas themed shirt today.
Does Doug have a dog named Porkchop?
No, I don't.
Okay,
I don't
it's a TV
so.
Reference from the late 90s. Sorry.
Okay, yeah. Well, I didn't get it either. I'm not that old.
But anyway, about Kelly's boobies.
No, we were talking about Doug. Doug the Elf. He has a shirt. Yeah, okay. There, he doesn't mind being grouped in with those, evidently. But he's
Locked
wearing a shirt.
In,
Did you
will.
See Doug's shirt there, Drunken Santa? It says mermaids, but the maids part is...
I can't say that bad word.
Beaches.
Beaches.
As Kelly would say, beaches. Yeah, it's a nice... I think that's a reference to her and Lizzie's
rhymes
dive
with,
instructor
rhymes with the witches.
Stuff. Because, is that right, Lizzie? Your dive students gave you these shirts?
Yeah, they made us the t-shirts. Actually named themselves this, and then also thought we fit in with the group, so
yeah.
We got t-shirts. Yeah,
they thought you fit in as a mermaid, or a mer-beach?
A mer-beach.
Mer-beach. Yeah. Nice. Well, there you go. And how do people feel about that? How do your students feel about that when they find out that you're actually a Scuba Radio mermaid? Or do you kind of keep that under wraps? Because that is kind of a magical thing.
Right.
And you don't want to... It's kind of like exposing yourself to... Wait a minute. That's not the right word. It's kind of like...
Now you're talking.
Letting someone see behind the mask if you're playing Mickey at Disney or something, I guess. Right. You don't want to
exactly.
You don't want to spoil that moment.
No, I try and keep it under wraps, but somehow... They all find out anyway.
They all find out magically. Yeah, I don't. It's a special moment when that light bulb goes off.
It doesn't have anything to do with Doug, I don't think.
No, Doug doesn't tell anyone. I have a feeling she is being sarcastic, maybe slightly. But all right, we got more coming up. Stay close. Crap extravaganza stuff still to come.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Radio. Prepare to rig for dive!
Your
surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
If Christmas shopping tires you out, listen to this.
A bow tie like you bought me last year. I don't want no sweet cologne or hairbrush for my hair. Don't go fill my stocking sugar cane and gum. All I want for Christmas is a big bottle of rum. Just a bottle of rum, a bottle of rum underneath my tree. If you can't give me one, then give me two or three. Just a bottle of rum, will make me happy. Just a bottle of rum underneath my Christmas tree.
And
just
welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We're getting ready to kick off our Scuba Radio office Christmas party, which will happen more off the air, thank God. We might record some stuff later, who knows? And maybe we'll share it next week. It depends on what ends up coming out in those conversations. But we have a little gift exchange thing. It's kind of a little take on you know, that new show that's on TV with Howie Mandel, Take It All. We're going to do a little version of that for our office Christmas party.
How about
this evening?
How about let's make a deal?
No, it's not.
Deal
let's
or
make
no
a deal.
Deal?
No, it's not deal or no deal. It's
meal
Take It All.
Or no
the
meal.
Winner takes
basically,
it all.
Basically, we have bottles of rum, which we were just singing about, right? And you'll pick a bottle of rum, and if that's your favorite type of rum, you'll want to keep it. But then the next person, it'll be their turn, and they'll say, hey, wait a minute, no, that's my favorite bottle of rum. I want that rum, and you're going to have to go pick a different bottle of rum. And then a flight will break out.
A flight?
A fight. I meant flight.
Like a... What, are we suddenly back on just plain radio?
Yes.
Did we travel back in time by 2.5 hours?
Well, you know, I'm working to be a pilot, so, you know, we're going to go flying this evening. You guys didn't know that, did you? No, yeah. We're not. It'll be a fight. A fight to the finish. It'll probably involve Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model, and Mermaid Lizzie, and Coleslaw. Or no. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we are the Mer Beaches.
Yes. Yeah, and they're going to be fruitcake. I don't know. What would be appropriate?
Eggnog,
of course. That's right. There we go.
Eggnog wrestling. It's jerky. very popular in
it'll be
Scandinavia.
A fight to the death.
Beef jerky.
And may the best mermaid win. And so we're going to be taking bets on that, and then whoever wins and pick that particular mermaid that comes out alive will go home with all the goodies. They'll take it all. That's basically our spin on this show. That's how we celebrate Christmas here at Scuba Radio. Yeah, I guess. That's at least the plan. What actually happens is anybody's guess. And God knows by the end of the next 24 hours, we won't remember anything that happened anyway. Right, Bill? Isn't that usually how it goes?
Huh?
Yeah. Yeah. But that's what we're going to do. This is how we celebrate our Christmas here at Scuba Radio. Now we got some trips planned. Now we are doing we're planning to go to Bimini once again for New Year's Eve. Kelly is coming along for that. Who knows? Lizzie may jump on at the last minute. Is that possible, Lizzie? Still or
yeah,
we don't?
We'll see.
She's considering. She wants to. She hasn't met Kelly before, so she thought, I better hang out here at the Christmas party, find out what Kelly's really like. I've heard her on the radio. She's a little bit of a wild one.
Exactly.
Okay,
she might be too much for me to handle in the Bahamas in Bimini for, you know, 3 days over New Year's Eve.
So just so I understand,
yeah.
The idea was to let the two of them see each other in a setting where Kelly would be on her best behavior, because
yeah.
Otherwise she would have to share attention in Bimini.
True. Right, Kelly?
Of course.
Yeah.
But it's okay. I like Liz, and she's welcome to come with us.
Well, there you go. And yeah, but there'll be some mermaid bonding going on this evening. We'll see where it leads.
You know what? Mermaid bondage is one of my favorite kinds of bondage.
Greg, I better tag along.
Yeah, well, Jimmy, that's what you know. Jimmy the helper boy might be back in action here for New Year's. We'll have to wait and see if how that unfolds because Kelly usually has
an entourage. No,
not an entourage. It's more like an assistant. Right, Kelly?
Yeah, so I have to take Jimmy. Jimmy, yeah. Let's go with us, please.
They can always use an extra pair of hands, Greg.
Yes. Wow. Okay. Well, you know, this is just what we do. And the thing is, you will be able to join us at New Year's Eve in Bimini, if you like. We're going to be at the Bimini
stands. You're so lucky.
Of course. Who? What do you mean? The listener?
You are so lucky that I'm going, yeah.
Everyone is lucky, Kelly. Yeah. I mean...
I know.
New Year's Eve.
Why are you acting like this last night on the phone? You say, oh, I'm so lucky. Thank you, Kelly.
Shh. Remember what I said about off-the-air conversations, Kelly?
Well, just admit it.
Oh, my God. All right. So, anyway, we got that coming up. Bimini Sands Resort.com or BiminiSands.com. You can go there and find out information about the resort in Bimini and just call them up and join us there for New Year's, or go to neilwatson.com and call them, and they can book you a dive package, the whole thing. All right? Now, do we have her on the line? Is that true? All right. This is, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, we have our first Asian mermaid on the line right now. That would be Faith, who lives in California now, but she is from China. How you doing, Faith?
Hey, I'm doing good. How
Merry Christmas
doing?
To you.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, so, you know, I wanted you to be a part of the old-fashioned Scuba Radio Christmas Crapstravaganza show today, because we haven't seen you since Dima. I just, if nothing else, I just wanted to make sure you were alive and that you had survived. You hear what I'm saying there, Faith?
Mm-hmm. I'm good.
You're good. You did okay then, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, have you been doing any diving since then, or have you just been kind of getting into holiday mode and kicking back there on the left coast? Or what have you been up to?
Something like that.
Yeah?
Is the Santa there?
Is it what? What did she say?
She wanted to know if the Santa was Santa.
Oh, she wants to talk to Drunken Santa.
I'm right here, my little Kung Pao chicken.
This is Faith, Drunken Santa, our first Asian mermaid. You speak like 8 languages, right? Right, Faith? Yeah, come on, yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, I basically brought her into the pod so she could translate Kelly the Brazilian swimsuit model for us.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm good.
What do you want for Christmas, Kelly? Faith. Yeah, here's your chance.
That's real nice.
Of course, like always.
Yeah, what do you want there, Faith? Here's your chance to actually tell Drunken Santa what you want for Christmas. Do you know? Or do you have everything?
Ancient Chinese secret, huh?
Greg, they don't celebrate Chinica over there.
No, that's not true. What do you want there, Faith?
Have you been naughty or nice?
A dive trip?
Yes.
Okay.
Or two? She doesn't understand.
No, she does. She's translating what you're saying right now. That's right, Faith, right? Were you answering that you want a dive trip for Christmas or that you've been naughty or nice? What?
A dive trip will be nice.
Okay, she wants a dive trip.
Done.
Okay, so Drunken Santa is giving
Greg
you a drunk...
for the details.
What? What is that? How does that work, Santa?
You're my intermediary.
Well, we have some trips coming up. Maybe we'll have to get Faith on them, especially when we go, when we launch from the left coast.
Yeah, Scuba Radio Drunken Santa has just deputized you, Greg.
What do you
mean? That's exciting. He's made you a deputy Drunken Santa.
Yeah, go elf yourself.
No, I'm not going to do that. That doesn't sound proper. And not very festive, either.
You're an elf now.
Okay, I'm an elf. Well, ho, ho, ho.
That's right.
Is that all I have to say?
You got to go make some toys.
Well, what about Faith? We're going to need an interpreter. And that's what Faith can double as. Not only can she be a mermaid, she speaks like 8 languages.
Faith, do you speak Portuguese?
Do you speak Kelly?
Maybe.
Maybe?
I don't know. Depends.
It depends on what? What have you been drinking or something? Or what she's been drinking? Or a little bit of both? You think?
Faith could be our ambassador.
You got to have faith, though. That's the thing.
Goodwill.
You got to have faith. You got to have faith. So
I got to have faith.
Where do you want to dive there, Faith?
I got to have faith.
If you had the choice of any place you wanted to dive, where would it be, Faith? Will you be quiet?
Touch my body.
For Christ's sake, here, Santa. Trying to talk to a little woman here. Yeah, where would you want to go dive, Faith? Where haven't you been, or where would you like to go next? What is your ultimate diving Christmas wish? Yeah?
Can I say Maldives?
And you could say the Maldives. Sure, of course you could say the Maldives.
You can say it. You don't necessarily get to go, but you can say it. It's closer to you than it is to us.
Yeah, exploreadventures.com. That's simple enough.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
You are a diver and have the Dive Flag shirt, hat, and bumper sticker to prove it. However, you can share your love of diving and ascend to a higher level with Dive Silver. Combining exquisite sterling silver with gemstones, Dive Silver is the perfect way to share your passion for the underwater world. From mantis to mermaids and everything in between, you'll find something truly unique to express your love of diving in the extensive line of Dive Silver jewelry. And at an affordable price, go to DiveSilver.com and see for yourself. That's DiveSilver.com.
That's a hell of a catch, Peter.
Guys, this is great. Not only will I be able to put food on the table and pay all my bills, I'll also be able to finance my Christmas album.
Sessions presents A Peter Griffin Christmas, featuring such standards as...
Everybody look at the snow in the yard.
And who could forget...
I brought these gifts for you, they're up in my bum.
And everyone's favorite...
La 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 la, la 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 la, look at the bells, look at the bells. Holy crap, here comes Jesus, and he doesn't look too happy. Merry Christmas.
Yes, it is our old-fashioned Scuba Radio Christmas Crapstravaganza show today. We're getting ready to do our office Christmas party here, but, you know, we ought to get a little bit serious here at the moment. First of all, I want to say Merry Christmas to you and yours from the bottom of my heart. In all seriousness, we have a great time on this show, and I think it shows. And I have an amazing staff around me, and today may not be the perfect example of that, but... regardless, I appreciate their work to make this magic happen week in and week out.
And I would just like to say, in the immortal words of Ozzy Osbourne, God bless you all. I love you very much.
All right. You know,
keep on smoking it.
Okay. We only got 2 more weeks of Drunken Santa, if that tops. And then we kick him back out of the studio for a year. And but this is how we give back to the community. We take him off the streets for at least a few weeks.
And there go the ratings.
Yeah. Since you're here.
Along with me.
And you're in costume, you're in...
I'm in the mood.
You're in
for love.
Okay, well, we have Mermaid Lizzie here.
Kelly's near
me. And we have
me.
Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model. Jimmy, let's just run around the world, run around the room and ask them what they would like Santa to bring them for Christmas.
Okay, who's first?
Jimmy, sit on his lap.
Come here, little boy. What's your name?
Jimmy the Bubble Boy.
My name is Jimmy.
Jimmy, you look like you're a pretty big boy. You got a beard. Just like me.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's not the same color, though.
Have you been a good boy or a bad boy?
Oh, Santa, my Christmas gift has already come early.
I'm sorry to hear about that. They have gels for that.
Oh, thank you. Wow. That's what I want.
Gel? You want a gel?
Yeah.
Okay.
Lots of guys have that problem.
All right. Interesting.
It's not your fault.
Okay. Well, moving on.
Have you tried boxers instead of briefs?
Commando.
Okay. All right. That's enough. Really, that was too much information. Let's move on.
Who's next? Who's next? Talk to girl.
Legs.
Girl Santa.
Mermaid Lizzie here. She's going to sit down on your lap and tell you what she wants for Christmas.
Okay. Let's do it like we do at the mall.
This is a special moment. This is an opportunity unlike anything you've ever had.
If he would ever stop talking, I could start.
Well, no. It's up to her to tell you what she wants for Christmas.
No.
Okay. What do you want, Lizzie?
Kid comes walking up, or young ladies, kiss baby.
Yeah, well.
And I say... Hello, nice lady. What's your name today?
He's just trying to drag this out, Lizzie. You know that, don't you?
I think we need a picture of this.
And that is not the North Pole, by the way.
No, it's not.
Yeah, okay. But we don't need a picture of this, trust me. We don't want to have anybody arrested.
It's just a candy cane, Greg.
No proof that this ever happened, Lizzie.
I thought those were blue M&Ms.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm serious.
Lizzie, tell him what you want for Christmas before it gets ugly.
Okay. Well, I'm a big diver, mm-hmm. and I've decided that I really need a new safety sausage.
Safety first. So.
Yes.
Okay, I think Santa could do that.
You think All you right. could...
Have you been naughty or nice?
I've been really good.
Okay, well, how many sausages can you handle at once?
Probably just one big one.
Oh, God,
All
okay.
Right. Bigger the better.
Wow. You know, it kind of brings a tear to your eye this season.
That's allergies.
Of giving.
It's bringing more than that to my eye.
Wow.
It's been a good run, Greg.
All right, Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model is next.
Hubba, hubba. Look at this little cupcake. Yeah. I mean, hello, little girl.
What the heck was that?
I'm so excited sitting in your lap.
Oh, my gosh.
You're not the only one.
Wow.
Oh.
What do you want for Christmas? Yeah. Tell him what you want for Christmas.
Those are my keys.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I'll sit in your keys.
Okay, yeah, whatever, Kelly. But tell him what you want for Christmas.
The Florida keys.
Kelly, quit flirting with Santa and tell him what you want for Christmas. We only got so much
time here.
Let
me see.
It's a rare opportunity.
All I want for Christmas is to blow.
What?
Bubbles.
Of course. Saying what we did today. No, we did this.
Slab in Brooklyn.
This really was all about you, Drunken Santa.
Ago.
We've been giving you're passed out usually in the parking lot of the Scuba Radio studios.
I'm napping. Hello.
Booze and urine.
Oh,
and now,
elderly gentlemen.
Now you're in the studio smelling of booze and urine, but participating in our little show.
I was invited here as an honored guest.
Yes. And you're welcome.
And thank you.
That was my gift to you.
Well, where the hell is my rum, rum, rum?
Okay, all right, that's enough.
Drunken
Santa, look, this was my gift. Okay, that's enough. That was my gift to you, and it was my my apologies to everyone listening, but hey, what are you going to do? It's Christmas. The Cramp Stravaganza Show. There you go. Till next week, remember, it's always better
down where it's wetter.
Good night, everybody. Scuba Radio.
Radio.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go!